podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Cassius for IFL TV, delighted to be joined by my third favourite Australian, Sky Nicholson.
Hello, Mr. Cassius.
Aren't you curious to know who the other two are?
Go on.
Crocodile Dundee, number one.
Yeah.
And Kylie Minogue, number two.
Oh, all right. All right, we'll give Kylie this one.
Third out of that. That's good.
That's all right. I'll take third place to them. That's okay. I'll let this one go.
Absolutely. Sky, out in Las Vegas. What time is it for you? Around 2 p.m.?
Yeah, 2 p.m.
So what's your day been today? Today's obviously Tuesday. This is going to go out on the Wednesday, so you're going to be kind of referring back. But what was the day today like?
Today has actually been quite chill. Woke up, had some breakfast. Weight's really good, in a really good place. So not too cranky this fight week, which is nice. Went for a 40-minute run with my team out in the sun. The weather is lovely. And have just done a few Zoom calls, a little bit of media. We've got first face-off this afternoon, which I'm quite excited for, and then a little session in the gym tonight.
All right. Is there any beef there? Is it any heads leaning in?
Nah, no beef. I have a lot of respect for Sarah Marfood and what she's done. I think it's mutual respect, so no beef there.
That's not what we want to fucking hear. What do you want to hear? No, I'm only joking. It's good to hear. Let's talk about Sarah Marfood, obviously only suffering the one defeat in her career. She lost a unanimous decision to Serrano a couple of years ago. Other than that, her record's intact. But how do you rate her?
She's good, you know. She's a boxer more than a fighter. She's quite awkward, her style. And it obviously works for her. It's worked for her. She's beat some top girls in the division and had an impressive fight with Serrano. But I'm excited. I feel like she was the next best opponent that we could possibly get after not getting the Serrano fight. So, I think she's a great opponent. I can't wait.
This will be your 10th fight, where you'll challenge for the vacant WBC featherweight title. In the 9 fights you've had, do you believe you've had the correct kind of, in terms of everything, rounds, preparation, calibre of opponents, to put you in contention for this Saturday in Las Vegas?
I think definitely. My team and I were actually talking about this the other day. The timing, the different styles of opponents, we've covered all bases and can go into this weekend, ready for absolutely anything. We've fought southpaws, we've fought someone taller, we've fought someone shorter, we've fought a counterboxer, we've fought an aggressive come-forward style. We've fought experienced girls that have been world champions, have fought for world titles. I can't see Marfood bringing anything that I've never seen before. Not just in my pro career, but obviously in the 150 amateur fights I had as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to take that into consideration. It's not just a case of you going into this fight, your 10th pro fight. You've had a very high experience of amateur fights, like you just mentioned there, over 150 fights, etc. So this isn't you going in kind of in the 10th fight, so to speak.
Mm-hmm, exactly. But I also do feel like my development, like that transfer from the amateur style to pro, probably took a little bit longer than maybe people were expecting, because obviously I was an amateur for so long and had so many amateur fights, and it did take a little bit longer for me to start sitting down on my shots, slowing down the pace and stuff. And I feel like I'm a completely different fighter now. Last week I watched my pro debut for the first time in probably like nearly 2 years when I fought. So, and just seeing the differences and the changes in me as a fighter, it was so evident, which I think is really exciting. I feel like we didn't rush anything, and like we're going into this the perfect time.
Despite obviously you just having the 9 fights, I think it's quite clear to see that we haven't seen the very best of you by no stretch of the imagination. I think we've seen glimpses, and we've seen you kind of overcome some tough fights in your 9 fights, but I don't think we've seen anything near the best of what you can produce.
No, I feel like one thing that we probably haven't seen in my fights yet is me having to like really dig deep or be in deep waters yet. I feel like I've been very in control in all of my fights. But I also think there is like elements to my game that I haven't even had to bring out yet, which I'm excited for as we step up into these fights with better opposition. I feel like that's where you're going to see all this other stuff that you guys haven't even seen yet, which excites me. I'm excited.
Yeah, and I think the better opponent for you will also see the best of you come out.
Exactly. I've said that from the start. That's why I didn't want to be fighting journeywomen. I wanted to be in with good girls, because I know that's where you see the best of me.
So your first shot at the world title happens to be in Las Vegas.
So cool.
Yes, obviously on the undercard of Richardson Hitchens this week. So yeah, obviously live on DAZN. So all the pieces have been put there. It's just for you to deliver.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like everything has just been like divine timing, and this weekend it's my time. Everything's perfect, and I'm so ready to give a performance of my life. And show the world what I can do and make a really big statement in this fight.
Was that, I mean, from the off, from when you turned professional, it is like that with women's boxing, that we know that it's not the same in terms of men boxing as in the pool of women, not quality, but just talking about the amount of boxers there is a smaller pool. So you can be kind of in your situation in 10 fights. We've seen that with other fighters. But was that always the plan with Matcham and Hearn within 10 fights to get you a world title shot?
Yeah, that was the plan. I think the original plan was for my 8th fight to be my first world title shot. But obviously the belts were tied up with Serrano, and it was quite difficult to make that happen. That's why we went for the interim to get into a mandatory position to start making that happen, which is why it's happening in the 10th fight instead of the 8th. But to be honest, I think everything's happened for this perfect moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the timing's been perfect. I've had the right fights, and to go 10-0 and win WBC world title in my 10th fight, I think it's going to be very special.
You could also argue that Hearn hasn't delivered because he said he was going to do it in 8 fights and it's taken you an extra 2 fights. You could argue that as well.
You could argue that, but they
we
have...
Don't know,
Matchroom have done a really good job, and they have delivered, and they've done everything right by me to make sure that... I had the right fights and was ready now that it's time.
So who's out there in your team at the moment?
We've got Mr. Eddie Lamb, of course.
Love Eddie Lamb, yeah.
Bradley Skeet.
Super Bradley Skeet, yeah.
Paul Reddy, my manager, STN yeah. Sports. That's about it, really. But I've got about 50 people coming from around the world to support me and watch me win my first world title as well. So... all family and friends coming along, which is really exciting. Feel so blessed.
Oh, that's going to mean a lot on come Saturday night to see, probably not before your fight, but after your fight, to see familiar faces there.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. I'm excited.
So you've got a face-off today. Is it the normal kind of fight week? You'll have a press conference on Thursday. What's happening tomorrow? As in Wednesday, but by the time this goes out, it will be tomorrow. But
I don't think there's anything tomorrow. I think it's just a normal day. Probably just training, maybe a little bit of media, But yeah, as far as I know, in fight week schedule, I don't think there's much on tomorrow. So, press conference Thursday, weigh-in Friday, showtime Saturday.
You look really like content and happy and upbeat. It's good.
I am. I feel really relaxed because I know the hard work's done. I know what I've been doing in the gym. I know what I've been doing in sparring, and I just feel very confident going into Saturday night.
You know, after Saturday night, you've got to become the hunted rather than
I
the
can't
hunter.
wait. I want to be the hunted.
You're going to be the hunted. You're going to have everyone calling you out rather than you chasing people. So,
Good. Bring it on. I'm ready.
absolutely. Well, yes, live on the zone this Saturday stroke. It'll be Sunday morning.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think it's about 3 a.m. UK time. Not the best.
UK.
Nice for Australian viewers, though. I think it'll be a nice 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Tune in while you're
Yeah,
having your breakfast.
but the UK fans are used to waiting up till whatever time anyway, so
Yeah.
of course.
My loyal fans will be tuned in.
Absolutely.
No,
Have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
I think that's everything. Tune in Saturday night. Watch me become world champion, the first of many world titles. Let's go. Live on DAZN, round the world.
Absolutely. Sky Nicholson, thank you very much for your
Thank
time. Best of luck
you. Thank you.
on Saturday, and let's hope you return, well, to the UK and Australia as a new world champion.
I will be, no doubt. Thank you so much.
Sports Social Podcast Network.